in to the Talk Up podcast. Find us on all your favorite podcast platforms or watch us on YouTube.
Yeah, that's it. We're back, baby.
We're here, buddy.
Yeah, man. It's been a little minute, but we haven't been sitting on our hands. You like that little intro?
Very ochre. Very ochre.
Well, truth be told, when I was mocking it up, I did have an American voice on there, and you're like, nah.
No. We listen enough to that shit.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I didn't want to use our voices. So I was like, I'm trying to find...
And we don't have any friends to use their voices.
So it's like, I want to get like an AI voice or something and throw that on there. So that's as close as we can get that didn't sound American.
You're very crafty, Jeff. Very.
Got to do what we can do.
Yeah.
Got to lift our podcast game up a little bit.
What, from minus two
to zero? Nearly zero. Yeah. Nearly zero.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are back. Talk Hub Podcast, episode 2. Jeff over here, stroking the keyboard, got Kurt next to me. How's your morning been, bud?
Uneventful. I woke up and I come here.
Excellent. It's a good start to the day, though.
I think so. We'll see.
Yeah.
No, it'd be good.
Well, I think first off, we'll get our a pat on the back out of the way. 10,000 subscribers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Since the last podcast. And, well, I think we said it in the outro of our last video. But, yeah, 10,000 subs. Pretty good going.
It's a good milestone. Sounds cool.
Considering, I guess, our lack of background, and just sort of shooting from the hip, I reckon, yeah, it's a pretty good milestone. Truth be told, it's kind of... I'm going to sound hypocritical here. Hypocritical here. After the last episode talking about horsepower goals with no context or meaning. When we started 3 years ago, we started talking about doing YouTube for about 2 years before we actually did it. And then when we started doing it, I thought, right, I'm going to give myself a goal. Like, what would be my benchmark to make me feel like I actually gave it a crack. You know what I mean? And I thought 10,000 subscribers, 1 million views. If I hit that, I'd be satisfied to say, like, if it didn't work and I walked away from it, I'd be like, okay, at least, you know, I gave it a crack. So not that the subscriber number really means anything.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't really translate. No, some people get really caught up on the figures and stuff, and it doesn't, like the number of subscribers that you've got doesn't necessarily mean how successful your channel is or how much money you make or any of that sort of stuff. But I think it's just good to see. It's an easy metric to track. You can sort of keep track of what your audience is with that, and that's the only real reason that you look at it.
Yeah.
But no, I'm super, super stoked, proud of us for what we've done, which is very little.
Yeah, I would say that. In the content creation world, there's not a lot of consistency, but we can only do what we can do.
That's right. Well, it'd been, I think, 6 or maybe even 7 weeks in between uploads when we uploaded the last video just the other day. And warm welcome. Got to say props to the audience for jumping in the comments and sort of letting us know that it's been a while.
Yeah. Sometimes you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely need it. And like we've said heaps of times before, the comment section is what helps motivate us and keep us going. Yeah. So
I guess it's better than nothing at all.
Yeah.
It's nice to know you're missed by two people.
Well, it's like one bloke was just like, yeah, it's been ages. What's been going on? And I'm like, hey, man, being the worst content creators on the platform is a tough gig, but we just seem to be naturally talented.
Yeah, killing it.
But nah, we've, you know, we've just been busy. Been busy doing other things. And so we've got a lot. Honestly, we've got a lot of content to film. We've got a lot of cars to get through. There's a hell of a lot of stuff for us to be doing moving forward. But things have just got to line up.
Yeah, I'm working more than I ever have.
Man, we are struggling with the words this morning.
Yeah.
What's the go?
It's the feedback, man. I can't get my head around it.
Just pull the old headphone off.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's so much better.
The only problem with pulling the headphone off is you can't hear any of the stuff from the desk, but that's all right.
That's all right. I'll put it on when I need to.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know why I can't do it.
You can't.
I just go into like 0.75 mode. Just can't get the 400, eh?
But anyway, podcast. We've managed to work the whole podcast thing out. Not only are we getting it up on YouTube as a video, we're also doing video podcast on Spotify. And you can find this on all of your major podcast platforms now.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, you know.
That took a little bit to get your head around that as well, didn't it?
Well, I'd never really looked into it. I didn't know what was what. So, but we've gotten all over that now. Got our, what you need is an RSS feed. So I've got that. We've got a distribution service. So now when I upload this, it'll go across, I think it's 10 different platforms plus all their subsidiaries, and bang, you're on. So if you're one that likes to listen to podcasts, not necessarily watch them, you don't have to watch them on YouTube. Those who do want to can, obviously. You'll get the visuals, particularly if we're...
Which aren't that flattering, really.
But particularly if we're going to be referencing stuff on the laptop for our conversation, I can bang that on the, on the video.
Yeah, true.
Stuff like
Add a little bit of something. Mm.
But you don't have to. You can just put the old earbuds in, do what you're doing. So that's a good thing. We'll be getting onto that. But moving forward, the car meet. We went to a car meet the other day.
Yeah, first one in a long time.
Yep. The old uterus behind us wasn't too keen to begin with. No. She needed a bit of encouragement.
Yeah. She was a bit stroppy, eh?
Yeah. She's like,
we've had a long winter, to be fair.
You can't just come around, tap me on the shoulder after giving me nothing for 6 months. Come on, mate.
Yeah, don't be coming around here, coming around, eh?
So, still don't know exactly what it was. I changed the ignition module twice. I've got two spares. So I changed that. No bueno. There was definitely no spark. There was injector pulse, but there was no spark. And I was like, maybe it's the coil, maybe it's the Hall effect sensor. But if it was the Hall effect, I would have thought that I probably wouldn't be getting injector pulse either.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but put it in diagnostic mode. I heard some relays clicking, some fans turning on, and I thought, oh, I'll just give it a crack, and bang, there she is. Weird one. And didn't give me any issues after.
Yeah, so that is a bit weird.
It is. But anyhow, then we left from there and went to the car meet, which is probably going to bring us on to
this week's hot topic.
That's hot.
Hot topic. Car meets. Let's, I guess, just have a chat about the car meet that we went to, and then car meets in general.
Yeah, okay.
What'd you think? It was good to get out to one for the first time.
It was,
ages.
It was good. I jumped in the XY with Mick.
Yeah.
It was good. The weather was a bit nippy, like it was down near the ocean and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
It wasn't perfect, but.
That breeze cut straight through you.
Yeah, in the car though, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good just to get out, really, mainly. Yeah. Like I said, we've had a long winter and a lot of crappy weather, so.
Yeah. Even just this morning, it was raining again.
Mm.
No good.
Yeah.
But the lighting situation.
Yeah, that sucked.
That was a shit show.
Yeah.
I think everyone was just like, what is going on here? We're looking at these, like, the council probably paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for this LED lighting project, and they're not on.
Yeah. I wonder if they can turn like them on and off separately, because the other side of the car park was on.
Yeah, which that makes you wonder, was it like a circuit breaker or something? Who knows?
I don't know. But for the first time, well, the last time I went to a, like a car cruise in Bunbury, sort of like that, I honestly don't remember when it was. It would have been many, many years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to feel old now, even though I'm only mid-30s. Like most of the crew there were sort of like, you know, a lot younger.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow.
It was probably the first time that you've rocked up to a car meet and went, oh, I'm the old guy now.
Older guy, yeah. Yeah. And I'm like looking at him just carrying on with it. And I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, I just remember back to what we were like. We were as bad, if not worse.
If not way worse.
Yeah, yeah. Probably way worse because you could get away with more back then.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it was cool. It was cool to see like there's still a good, you know, young crowd of people getting into it. You know what I mean? Like, because I think it's definitely falling off as you go through the generations. A lot of kids these days don't even want to get their license or have no incentive to, you know, they just, you know, in at home, inside, like just not, they don't need that freedom like what we felt like we needed when we got our license.
Yeah, you know? I guess so. That's a weird thing that I hadn't really thought about.
Yeah, no, I think it's fairly prolific these days. I think like a lot of young crew just like, they're just like, whereas we were just tonguing, like I got mine on my birthday. Like,
yeah.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm on my own, eh?
Yeah, man. I think it's, do you think they're trying to get or escape their reality through the internet a lot more, like gaming and all that sort of stuff?
Whereas, yeah,
because we weren't really gamers, obviously. We wanted
to. No, we grew up in probably the last generation that actually wasn't on a smartphone and stuff like that. We got them the best of both worlds, really.
Mm.
Like no one after our generation, you know, didn't have a smartphone or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely changing for sure.
Mm. But the caliber of cars that came out was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right.
You know, even some of the young fellas, there was a lot. I shouldn't be, but I was pretty surprised at the number of like Toyota 86, BRZ sort of stuff that was kicking around because they're obviously the pop culture
car memes. Yeah, and look, there's not a ton to choose from nowadays, let's be honest. If you want sort of a late model, cheapish sort of car, like they're not super expensive. I don't even know, but I'm pretty sure they're not super expensive to buy, are they?
I think everything's expensive now, but
compared to 20 years ago, but you know what I mean, like,
yeah, relative. Yeah.
There's nothing, they're not making a lot of sporty type of cars anymore. It's all, they're all shitboxes mainly.
True, but there was a good mix. It was, you know, you had your Civic Skylines, your 86s, as I mentioned, and then you had like the XY, Taranas. There was like a Targa rally car that was there as well. A little Escort.
Yeah, I was going to say that was that Escort, yeah.
Yep. There was a good range of mix. There was a couple of bikes. And I think you commented on the night. It was interesting to see how many young girls were kicking around.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that, but yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't really the case back when we were doing it.
Not really.
There was only a couple of girls that you'd drag along or whatever, but yeah.
There's a couple of token car girls and they'd more or less be girlfriends of the bloke that you were hanging out with.
But yep.
I think there were a lot of girls the other night that were holding the keys, you know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was it was a good thing to see that there's a lot of young people sort of emerging and that it's still alive because obviously over the last 2.5 years, everything's been dead.
Mm.
You know, there's been no interaction other than, you know, between your friend circle and what's online, and then to have them all congregate in real life, it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was a good start anyway to hopefully some better ones in the future, more cars. Mm. Like if the weather was better, I reckon there would have been more of a turnout.
That's right. And as
it gets warmer,
the days are getting longer as well. You know, like we'll get to more summer.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, it won't be pitch black. And like you say, a bit warmer.
Yeah.
That'll be the go.
It'd be cool to just to get like our circle of friends out cruising and stuff like that.
That's right. The problem is we all shift workers.
Yeah.
So trying to get us all to line up makes it hard. But it'd be awesome to do like a quote unquote talk hub sort of meet up and cruise and just sort of get some people together. You know, we can film some content. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Because we're pretty fortunate in that our friend circle, we got some pretty sweet cars.
Yeah, we're car people. You only really want to hang around car people, mainly.
More or less, yeah. Dead right.
Yeah, we just need to get a few more going.
Yeah, for sure. But it made me think of other car meets that I've been to and people that you interact with. Obviously, the greatest thing about going to these car meets is seeing other cars and meeting those people and, you know, you kind of meet friends that you haven't met yet.
Mm.
But you come across some interesting characters.
Yeah. But yeah, you get that everywhere.
There's one in particular. It's sort of, every now and again, you'll get either the person that knows absolutely nothing Like, absolutely nothing. And they've probably got the best car on the parking lot. And then you've got the know-all, know-nothing. And I'll give you some two examples that I was thinking of leading up to the podcast. I went to a car show, and this dude, he had, like, an elite-level car. This thing was a high-dollar thing. It was real nice. I won't...
Don't say what the car is.
No, I won't. But having a chat to him... nice fella too. Like, I'm not bagging the dude himself, but I asked him a bunch of questions on the car, like, hey, this is real nice. How'd you do this? How did you get around that? Blah, 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 blah. Dude had no idea.
Mm.
Absolutely none. And that was pretty disheartening, like, to me, for someone that is a car guy, like, real, I live and breathe this stuff. And he had no idea, but he had some of the most gangster things.
Yeah. He knows, like, what a nice car is.
He did. Yeah, he's got nice taste.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you just, like, you ask him things about the engine. He had no idea. It's just like, oh, it's a stroker engine. I'm like, yeah, okay, what, like, how many cube? What sort of block did you start with? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. You'd have to ring the number on the sticker, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, man, what's the go? Surely if you'd spent, and this is, you know, I would have estimated back then $100,000 when I knew nothing. But now, that would have been like a $200,000 build.
Mm.
And I'm just like, man, how can you just outlay that much money? Just when the invoice rocks up, you just pay it and ask no questions, hear no lies. You know, like, I just couldn't do that, eh?
Yeah. I guess he knows what he wants, and he's used reputable businesses to get the result that he wants.
Yeah.
Like
I say, the car was, it was mint. And if the dude from the workshop that was there, I reckon I could have spoken to him for hours, just asking him, you know, like, picking his brain on a couple of bits and pieces, and just sort of getting inspirations and stuff for my future builds. It would have been awesome, but this guy just had nothing. And it was, oh man, that was, I don't know, I walked away feeling a little bit sour, and I shouldn't have, because like I say, the guy was nice. He was a pleasant guy, but he just knew nothing about the car.
Yeah.
It was just like one of those clueless checkbook races, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, but we're glad he built the car. I don't even know what car he's talking about, but you'd be glad he did it anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
The people that pay to get their stuff done are the guys that get their cars done, you know what I mean? Like, people like someone like myself, I'm a perfect example. I want to do pretty much everything myself, except there's jobs that I don't want to do, but I won't do them.
Yeah.
But I won't pay anyone to do them,
yeah,
because I can't trust anyone. And my car's still sitting there. Like.
Yeah.
So you can't be hating too much.
Nah, true.
Sometimes you just gotta pay to get it done and just keep on working.
Sometimes that's the smart way.
Yeah. I think a lot of the time it's the smart way. I wish I'd have done that. If I could have just go to work and just pay to get it done, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah. Just go to work, make money to pay for the car.
Yeah.
And then save yourself all the time with the fam.
Yeah.
That'd be the go. So, and then on the other end of the spectrum, you had the know all, know nothing. And there was a kid, it was a VP Commodore, it was a clean car, and it sounded tough as, you know, like, it was a real nice rig. And so I got chatting to him, like, hey man, nice car, what's it go? Like, what's it got here and there and whatever. And he starts rattling off these specs on the engine, and then he's just like, yeah, she's got the full stroker crank, she's full built, you know, got full built.
Fully forged?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah, fully forged NASCAR pistons. That's where I just, like, went, you're kidding. He's just like, yeah, fully forged NASCAR pistons. I'm like, NASCAR pistons? I didn't know NASCAR ran 304s, bruh. And he was just like, oh, yeah. No, yeah. And then it's like, talking to him for a bit more, it's like, they're SRP pistons. And I'm like, okay, so it's got forged pistons. And he's like, oh, yeah, but they use SRP pistons in NASCAR. I'm like, that doesn't make them NASCAR pistons.
It said NASCAR on the box,
dude. Yeah. Oh, dude. And it's just, it was so cringe. And basically, what I'm getting at is, if you don't really know, don't try and...
He was just hyped. He was just hyped, bro. He was there and someone asked him, he was hyped.
Yeah, I guess. I think, yeah, when I was a young fella, if someone showed interest in my car, I would have been like, ooh, yeah, here we go. Here's my time to shine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. That was just, yeah, couple of things that stood out to me from
car. He was a younger fella as well, wasn't he?
He was a bit young. Yeah, he was. I mean, I was only fairly young at the time.
Oh, right. Yeah. So you're going into the archives a bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Okay. This wasn't the other night. No.
Yeah. I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it was interesting. Anyway, what about?
That's a part of it. Like, just seeing how people are there, you know what I mean? Getting a bit of a, you know,
look, you meet some characters.
Like, you know, when you're like, you'll meet someone like at work or in a different scene that's not necessarily got anything to do with cars, and you'll sort of be like, oh, you're a car guy. You know that moment?
Yeah.
When you only need to listen.
Did we just become best friends?
Well, not necessarily, but like, you know, when you're like, you'll hear them talk for a couple of minutes or whatever, and then you sort of, in your brain, you'll either make the decision of, oh, this guy's not my kind of car guy or not, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's cool when you meet someone on the same level, and that I'm not talking like a knowledge level or anything like that, just I don't want to sound like, you know, like people aren't up to our level, because that's not what I'm thinking, you know what I mean? I'm just exactly you know what I mean, but you get your different sort of things, like the guys that might just like watching Fast and Furious or something, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
As opposed to someone that actually wants to modify their car or whatever.
Mm. Well, that's kind of what happened with Luke. So the fellow with the Cadillac.
I was actually thinking about that the other day, actually. Yeah,
because when we were at work, he just transferred from another depot within the state because they were closing up or whatever. And he's transferred to where I am. And he's sitting in the office. We're having a yarn for a bit, and then, oh, sorry, that's not what happened. What happened was there was a Skyline in the car park. He's got a silver R32 GTR V-Spec 2, and that was in the car park. And I, you know.
Is it silver or grey?
Silver.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, and then I walked in, you know, I know at work who's got what when it comes to cars, and most of them are shitbox Rodeos. And, you know, stuff like that. So when there's a Skyline there, I'm like, all right, who's the new guy? Walk in, scale in the joint, there he is. And I'm just like,
all right. You beeline the bloke, didn't you? I can imagine what you did, Jeff.
Nah, I was like a vulture.
I'm like, I'm the resident car guy around here.
Yeah. Hey, who gave you permission? You can't just be getting around here with the GTR.
You're not from around here, are you, boy?
So I like circled around him for a little while he was sort of mingling with other people, and then, you know, introduced myself, like, oh, where are you from? You know, blah, 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 blah. Is that your Skyline? Yeah. Sweet, you know, nice car. And then we started talking about cars. He kind of got the feeling that, okay, you kind of know a couple of things, and I'm getting the same with him. That dude's got heaps of cars.
Mm.
And I was just like, man, all right, we're on here. Yeah. You and me, we're doing beers.
Yeah.
You know? It was awesome. But yeah, like you say, you just, you know, that moment when you're on the same level, you're catching the same vibe.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Upcoming car meets though, we've made a decision, haven't we?
Motivation. Yeah, motivation.
I've
should be a goer.
Put my entry in last night. Mix entered the XY. What about you?
I'm still undecided, eh?
Yeah.
I want to take it, but I also need to be realistic with getting it to a point where I can take it there to even just to look at, you know?
Yeah.
I've been so busy with work, it's crap.
The thought was we're going to maybe take Kurt's car to Motivation, and it's not like it'd necessarily do any of the events, but bring it there, be a part of it, then that gives you guys, you know, that watch the videos, we've got a of our 10,000 subscribers, a lot of those people are Perth-based. We've noticed sort of through the comments and whatever. And we thought, hey, if we go to Motivation, we can take the car there and then you can go and you can see it in person. Mm. Even though it's not finished and, you know, it's not tuned or whatever, we can take it there, we can park it. You know, I'll have my ute there, the XY will be there. We're going to try and rope a couple other people in to come with us as well. And then, you know, you can see the car in the flesh. Mm. You can see
that it's not like Hollywood on the videos. It looks like, oh wow, that's amazing. But
yeah, I think everyone's you know, they realize it's an unfinished project,
very unfinished.
But I don't know, let us know in the comments if you like, if you want to put some peer pressure on the bloke.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
I kind of don't want to waste my time either, really, like, because we're going to have to organise another trailer and all that sort of...
Well, I think we're only going to need one, because I was talking to Mick last night. He's talking about driving the XY. So he's going to drive the XY. I can drive mine. We'll take one support vehicle, which can help us load, you know, fridges and canopies and all that sort of junk. And we could just put your car in mixed trailer.
Yeah, okay.
So,
well, that'd make it a bit easier, yeah.
Yeah, rather than we've got access to other trailers, but then dragging two support vehicles, two trailers, you know, like it becomes an ordeal after a while.
Considering I won't be driving it there. Like, I'm definitely not interested in driving it there. It won't be
It's not
tuned already. Like, I could drive it, I could toot around in it, but I'm not, that's not what I want to do. I just want to, if I go, just take it there so someone can have a look or whatever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think that'd be cool. Yeah. I don't know. We'll continue to
Talk I just about need to, I need to get a few things done on it. Yeah. I haven't done anything on it for a while. So
I think the number one thing that you really want to get done is seal that roof up, hey?
Yeah.
Got to get that hole where the cops had for the lights.
Yeah, yeah. I need to get that fixed, and I'm not really keen on doing it because it makes a mess. I got to, you know, last time we sprayed in the shed and stuff, it's annoying. It just covers everything in mess.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So it's a headache.
Mm.
So, but we'll see.
We'll work it out one way or another.
Yeah.
We've come this
far. I've still got fab to do, and I've got heaps of little bits to do, but
true.
I really just want to get it, get the lights working and get the windscreen glued in. Hence, I want to get the roof fixed before I glue the windscreen in.
Yeah.
And then we're on the road. We're That's going. Right. I want to sort of just get some bugs out of it.
Yeah.
So close. I don't know how I've been sitting on my hands for this long when it's so close, but
they say
just life, man. Life just gets in the way. Eh? It really, does. Honestly does.
Like, real life can be a real bitch.
Yeah. Especially when you're lazy like me.
Well, not lazy, but it's just like it's always really easy to talk yourself out of it or be like, I'll just do it tomorrow.
Mm.
Tomorrow is always a way easier day to do it, but then the next day comes and something else pops up.
Yeah, it's kind of like a guaranteed, eh?
That's right, yeah. So, it's kind of like we planned on doing this podcast last night, but then, you know, things popped up, kids are sick, whatever, and it's just like, hey, man, we've got to do it in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we always end up.
Yeah.
That's why
it's been like 12 months of that, really, hey?
More or less.
At least.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 12 months since all that.
Because I think it was, when did we get the car running? I think we got it running
a year ago.
Yeah. And then we've
like literally nearly dead on a year ago, like a week ago or something like that.
I vaguely remember us having a conversation in the shed where we're like, yeah, we're going to take this thing to the drive-through Bottle-O by Christmas.
Mm. And then I didn't do much else, eh, after that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and then the job change is what has really put a spanner in the works because now I'm just working nonstop.
Yeah.
Whereas I was working less than half a year before, so.
Yeah.
But so that's the real killer on the content and car progress thing.
Mm. We've just got to, like I was saying before, we just got to figure out, we got to pick our battles, find where our sacrifices can be made, and then work it out from there. I think for me, it's just going to be sacrificing sleep at times.
But, yeah.
You know, it'll be what it'll be.
Yeah.
Definitely committed to being better in 2023 anyway.
Yeah, we've got heaps of stuff to do.
Exactly. And it's, you know, by not getting through the small things, the bigger stuff has to wait longer and it's just getting drawn out. Mm. We've got to get some cars on the road so we can start enjoying them.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Anyway, that's enough about that. Let's turn things a little bit more lighthearted, and we'll head to our next segment called
Marketplace Morons.
Tell him he's dreaming. Marketplace Morons, mate. I think we've had just recently a thing pop up that shows that the Marketplace Moron isn't always the bloke that is selling. It can be the people in the comments.
Yeah, I think quite often it's the opposite.
That's it. You want to run through that?
Which one are you talking about?
The Group A manifold.
Oh, I didn't even follow that thread very much.
Well, there's been two for that same manifold. So it's up for 20 grand.
Yeah.
And then you've just got...
Yeah, so it's a VN Group A manifold for all those listening.
Yeah.
And it looks mint. It looks nearly brand new, this one.
It does, yeah.
But I haven't followed this comment section because once you've followed one, you've more or less followed them all.
Yeah.
He's asking a lot of money for it, but whether he gets it or not, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
He'll get close to that probably. Maybe. I don't know. The market's probably gone down a little bit.
Probably.
But
like you say, that did look mint. The only thing that probably draws away from that one in particular is that it doesn't have the wire pipe in the airbox. It's got the rocker covers and the intake manifold and the fuel rails, but it doesn't have...
It looks brand new just about. Yeah. So. But yeah, he probably... I don't know. I'm guessing he would probably be pushing it unless... You know, you never know though. Someone might have a brand new old stock airbox and wire pipe and just needed the manifold and that will suit it perfectly. You know, you just never know. That's why it's... pointless getting on there and telling a bloke he's fucking dreaming. Or you always get these guys that have just crawled out of this rock that haven't looked on the fucking internet since like 2012 and they're like, they're fucking $8,000 or $4,000 or I remember when these were $3,500 new from Holden or whatever. It's like, well, it's not that time anymore, dude. It's a market is easy. It's a supply and demand. Itself levels out. People aren't just putting shit for obscene prices, holding guns to people's head and getting the money, you know what I mean? Yeah. If they're asking too much, they're not going to get it.
I swear to God that everyone on Facebook knows that one guy that went to, what was the name of the joint? AMCAP, and bought five of them brand new when they were closing. You know, everyone's got that one comment. It's just like, I know a guy that bought heaps of them.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's a weird... It's a bit of a weird stigma around that particular type of... part really like and I've got a horse in the race and I bought mine a long time ago and I still paid a lot of money for it. For me it was a lot of money back then, and it still actually is a lot of money now, really. Absolutely. Just for an intake manifold, but it was something that I wanted, because when I first got into the Commodore thing it would have been in like the mid 2000s roughly, like, you know, I started my apprenticeship, started hanging around
sort of thing.
So like back then you were getting on street Commodores. Oh man, I loved that forum, man. Especially back then, like back in the mid 2000s, man. I remember like one of the first times I got on there. Like the first thing I'd do, and I'd do this with everything, with the Quokka and the Trading Post or whatever you want to call it. That's all we sort of really had back then.
That's right.
Or the local paper. I'd go straight to like the for sale section on Street Commodores like every day, man. There'd be blokes in there selling like full V7 blower kits for Holdens and, you know, I bought heaps of different bits and pieces off there. I bought a full 5-litre turbo kit off there one time, and I bought a 355 kit off a dude. His username was Turbo V8, actually. That's the one that I sold you, the Harrop 355 crank with the Scout H-beam rods. I bought that rods. And, all sorts of stuff. It was a wicked place to be, but, that was the era that sort of that I like.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of the car I'm sort of trying to build in, that sort of, you know, that feeling of like, if your car had like, back then, if you had like FR19s and twin throttles and stuff, like your car was pretty sick, you know. Absolutely. What I mean? Absolutely.
Still is now.
Yeah, exactly. It still is now. And so I'm sort of, I just wanted one anyway, long story long.
Yeah. That was just, short story long.
Like, I wanted one, and this is how devoted I was. Like, every single day, I would scour eBay and
Gumtree
and just everywhere on the internet every single day. And I only ever come across... There was a few pop up over East every now and again, but I was never willing to send that sort of money over there without seeing and, you know, without a guarantee of getting it, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think two popped up in Perth. I missed out on one. It was just a bad timing deal and I was going to get it for a pretty good... price. I think it was like around $5,500 I think I was going to get that one for. And I spoke to the guy and it was all good. And then literally, this is back when I was contracting, like this was a while ago now.
Yeah.
And like my boss at the time rung me out and he's like, yeah, you're not flying out for that next job. And I had no work lined up. So I couldn't commit to that $5,500 when I literally didn't know when I was flying out for my next bit of work or getting my next bit of work. So, and I'm a real safe sort. I will never...
Very conservative.
Yeah, super conservative, which is a hindrance when you're trying to do things. So I missed out on that one. I went and looked at another one in a car park, like the dude didn't want me at his house for obvious reasons. I had the money on me to buy it and he was just a bit of a cockhead, honestly. Like just real... just short and sharp, and I didn't like the guy.
Standoffish.
So, well, I mean... Oh, no, he was just like... He was sort of like... You like picture like a guy standing there with his arms crossed, like, you know, I've got this. This is what I want for it. And just like... Just not really... Just bad vibes all around. I just didn't really like the guy. It was almost like it was a hindrance to me going to have a look at this thing to possibly buy it. And it didn't have a genuine airbox. It was like a, you know, fiberglass airbox and shit like that. And I was like, you know, but I'm trying to work with him, you know, like trying to work some sort of angle here where I feel like I was getting a, you know, a fair deal. And it was just a nut, nut, nut. And I was like, fuck it, whatever. See you later. So yeah. I can't remember. That one was like six something, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't even think of the year we're talking like for some
it's
reference.
It's at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, a bit close. It'd probably be 8, 9 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah, I didn't get that one. But then this other one popped up on...
eBay,
yeah. And yeah. I literally drove there. It was like a couple of days before Christmas. A few years... Oh, how many years ago? That would have been... I don't know. Probably at least 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I went and grabbed that one. The dude was cool as. And had the whole... It was literally running. He started... The Senator he had was a VS... The Senator was sick, actually. It was a VS Senator... Six speed, he had redone all the interior, it was all like all new old stock, leather, all the deal. Had a real nice 355 built by Jason at CSC, and he was ripping it off to put a 671 blower on. I don't know if he ever did that or not, but the car was mint, man. It had like big, I can't remember what brakes were, like big APs on it or something. It was a sick car.
Yeah, wicked.
So,
man, I still remember the night that you were bidding on that on eBay. I was at work driving a train. And actually, I was loading the train at the refinery, so I had a little bit of downtime. And I'm phone in hand, refreshing that page, like flat bicky. And you're on Messenger, like, man, tensions were high. We're sitting there like...
It was pretty stressful.
Come on, man.
Yeah, because it went for more, like, it was more than what I originally wanted to pay for it. But it was, looking back now, like... I never would have got another one for even that price. No. Like I got sort of in because right, you know, man. Let's be honest, the difference between like 5, 6, and 7 odd grand is not a big difference. You know what I mean? So and then it sort of just went from there, and it just elevated 12, straight away. 15. Yeah, so. Yeah.
Man, it was. I just remember you kind of told me like this is where I'll probably tap out, sort of thing. And there's probably maybe 10 or 15 minutes to go on the auction, and it's tipped that number. And I'm like, well, you know. Better luck next time. And then you're like, I ain't leaving. We're still going. And I thought for sure when it got to the end, put the snipe bid at the end, I thought that was another dude. And I was just like, well, you know, old mate misses out again.
Yeah.
Nah, you go on screenshot with the you know, the end screen is like, you've won the bid or whatever. Yeah, I was just like, get out.
Yeah.
That was a celebration moment.
Yeah, it was good. And then it sat in my room for years. So it was so good when we finally put it on the car. Like, put it on the engine was one thing. And then, like last year, man, that late, like that last sort of couple of months of last year when you and Jerome were just, like, actually getting shit done on the car for the fucking first time ever. It was so good, man. It was good to just have progress and push the needle. And just hit those milestones, you know, like... You know, you put all your nice shiny bits on the motor and then the manifolds on there and the turbo. It's like, fuck yeah. Like, there's not a lot of engine bays that look like that, you know what I mean? So it's sort of coming together in a bit of a vision and stuff like that.
For sure. But to circle back to the marketplace.
Jeez, we went on a mad tangent.
I was going to say, right? We did well. That's what podcasts are all about.
Yeah.
I was like, how did we get here? Oh, that's right. Let's just go back to that. And it's just like, so you get the people that are just like, why would you spend this much when you can get a brand new one for $8,000? Oh,
I just love, so we'll go down that rabbit hole. So I'm in two minds about the whole Mr. TB fella.
I think doing the LS manifold with the Group A top is a great thing.
I fucking hate that.
Do you?
Absolutely, I fucking hate that. If you want, and this is, like I said, I've got a horse in this race and I just think, look, man, if you want to look like you've spent 20 grand on a manifold or whatever, put it on the fucking engine that it came. Like, don't come in here with your Lego built fucking LS that you just slap in or whatever. And this is like, most of our friends have this stuff. So don't get me wrong. Don't take what I'm saying to heart or seriously. I don't hate you guys or whatever, but this is just the sort of old Holden guy coming out in me. Like, if you want that manifold, then put it on the engine that it came out. Like, I don't know, man. It just seems like lame to me, eh? Like, you're trying to have the best of both worlds. Like, you don't want to put in the hard yards and build a nice Holden motor in and put the nice manifold on it. You want to just have your Lego. Like, it just trashes it for me, really. Because if every Arthur and Martha is cruising around with the bonnet cut with their twin throttle manifold like mine, and then you pop the bonnet and it's fucking, you know, Alcoa built shitbox LS. You know what I mean? Not that they all are, but you know, I don't know. I've got a horse in the race, and I just don't want to see my gem on that sort of thing. Like you just take, I don't know, and I don't think it's cool. But I mean, if other people do, that's cool. If you think it's cool, I think it's cool for you. But it's not cool. I would never do it. You would never catch me doing it.
I kind of like the people that will put an LS in and try and make it look like a Holden V8, because I understand why they went that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Holden V8 isn't for everybody. If they want
that little bit... Oh, it's definitely not for everybody. And I get it.
Yeah.
100% get it, because I think I'm a dummy for... Like, I wish I wasn't the way I was.
Yeah.
Honestly, I still remember back when you could get, like, LSA crate motors. They were, like, selling for, like, around $9,000. Even less. I think they were, like... around $9,000 or something like that, and I was nearly sold all my Holden bits and just bought one of them. And if I was a smart man, I would have done that.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. I don't like copy. I don't like people that copy shit. Like,
yeah,
you've got the real one there. Just run the real one.
But the real ones are hard to get, though.
Yeah, they are.
Like, even let's say, for instance, they weren't selling for $15,000.
Because the only reason I think they're desirable is because of the price tag that's attached to them. You know what I mean? Like people, I don't know. This is just my feeling. I feel like maybe people just want that status of, I've got this. You know what I mean? Even if once you have a closer look, you realize it's just a copy or whatever. But
yeah,
like, why? I bet you if there was millions of their manifolds around and they were worth $1,500, no one would give a fuck about them. Really. It's only because they're rare, so they're worth more, so it's more of like a status sort of
symbol. So now they're reproducing, if you think that's just going to tarnish the...
I don't think so, because I think I would honestly laugh at the people that paid the money, because I paid less. I'm lucky enough to have paid less than what they are new. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know what it's going to do to the market, and I don't really care. But it just, for $8,000... you could get someone like Jake Bain to build you a manifold that it's going to look like absolute automotive porn. It's going to be tailored to your exact combination. Yeah. And it's like, it's that's sicker in every... I've almost considered selling mine to get him to build me one, because that manifold has been the biggest fucking pain in the ass on my car, simply because I could have put the turbo on the proper side and just everything else. There's a bit of a pain to work on when you're stuffing around under the fuel rails and throttle bodies and stuff like that. Like, that's a pain in the ass, but it was kind of the look I was going for.
Yeah.
Paying $8,000 for something that's just a copy of something else.
Mm.
I guess unless you're building like a replica or something like that, it would make sense. But and I know I'm going to sound like a fuckwit when I say this, because I listened back to our last podcast, well, as much as I could handle before I had to turn it off. And sometimes what I say doesn't even make sense when I'm listening to it again, but... You know, I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard one to articulate.
If you do get us, like, if you've been watching our stuff for a while and you kind of get where our mannerisms and stuff are, like, I think people do get it. I think we communicate it reasonably well.
One thing I do like about it is the fact that it's getting made in Australia. Yeah. That is, like, if it was getting made in China, I would be so fucking dead against it. It wouldn't even be... I would be on a massive, like, rant. I really do hate... A lot, you know, I know it's hard to get away from it sometimes, but some things are made in China and stuff like that, and you can't get away from, but I hate when people just rip off someone else's good engineering and stuff like that, and then just bring it back, because it just stifles innovation, it stifles small business and stuff like that. I'm not about that, you know what
I mean? If it did get made in China, it'd probably be worth under $5,000.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, yeah.
But yeah. I get it, but I just...
don't like it.
No.
I just not like it. That's fine. That's all good.
Yeah. But there's always the people on the marketplace that just think that things are too expensive or whatever, or the other way. But the problem is 99% of those guys don't even have a horse in the race, because they don't actually really like that particular thing that much.
No.
Or they're not looking for one. Like, you know what I mean? Just because you've already got one, or you bought one 20 years ago for this, that doesn't mean that it's not worth that to someone else, you know what I mean?
That's right.
You put it out there, you try and get as much as you can for it, you'll find where you land. You know, that fella that put 20, he might have got that straight away if there was a guy that needed it and had the money, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And I mean, start high, you can always work your way down. You can't go up.
Well, you can. People have gone up before when they put something up too cheap, and then they get like tons of interest. Like, oh, hang on, hold up.
Yeah.
And good on them as well. Like, I don't know. I always say things that I think are way too expensive, but I don't feel compelled to get on there and fucking give my unwarranted opinion on the price structure. It should be like, fucking just let them go. It'll figure itself out, guys.
Like, look, I'm an expert in economics and this is how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't afford that, so that's too much.
Yeah. On another marketplace, moron, I found another one just the other day, and man, it was something I've never thought I would see in my entire life. This dude jumped on marketplace in our local area, and he wants to rent his front verge to somebody for boat or caravan storage.
I've seen it.
He's paved. He's got like a retained block, you know, like it's on a hill. So he's got a retaining wall and the front verge is obviously a lower level and it's been paved and he wants to rent that out to somebody for like, I think it was $250 a month.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, geez Louise. Like, yeah, interest rates are going up, but man, that must be hurting that bloke. I was just like, what?
It's a different one, eh?
First of all, I don't even think that's legal.
Probably not.
I think if you had something parked on your front verge long term, the ranger would be coming and knocking on your door like, hey, mate, come on.
Yeah.
Time to go.
That's all right. You just send them the bill. Hey, mate, you got a fine. For just tack it on the invoice.
Hey, brother, your boat just got a fine. But he's saying 24/7 access. Lock and leave.
24, yeah, like no fucking security whatsoever.
Well, I don't know if the dude was, if he had a security camera on the front porch or something. I don't know. I didn't look that deeply into it. But I'm thinking, what's he going to do? Just cement like a pole in the ground that you can chain the boat trailer to? Like what's the go?
Yeah. He's having a crack though, isn't he? Look,
I can't knock the hustle.
You can't. You definitely can't. Let us know how it works out, but hey.
Oh,
it's definitely a weird one though, eh?
It was weird. I was just like, what on earth? And this is going through all like the automotive camping boating groups.
Yeah. I'm like the furthest thing from a fisherman you can get.
Yeah.
But I know that those blokes are fucking picking shit up and dropping shit off like early. Like,
oh yeah.
Our friend Ben that goes fishing, he gets up at an ungodly hour.
Like
to go,
2 o'clock in
yeah,
the morning.
Like as if I want some. Yeah, mate, bring it back. Yeah, keep going. Fucking hooking his boat up. Fuck off, would ya?
And he's probably like, Benno, he's getting back to the boat ramp at first light just about. He's sort of bagged out.
Yeah, I haven't even dragged my hole out of bed yet.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, hey, I looked at it for a second and I'm just like, well, I don't have room to store an enclosed car trailer, but, you know, no, it's still not.
No.
I don't know. I thought it was just...
That's a weird one, eh?
It was,
and
man.
I'm sure there's weirder ones out. If you've heard a weirder one, let us know. I want to hear about it, eh?
Actually, that's a point that I didn't bring up before. You can send us a voicemail. If you go to our website, talkhub.com.au, on the bottom right-hand corner, you can click a button and you can send us a voicemail. So whether it's you got a hot topic, if you want to ask us a question, if you just want to spin us a yarn, something that was funny on the weekend
or whatever. If you're Paul McWhirter and just want to fucking have a crack.
Jeez. If you got a marketplace moron or if there's something that just gets you on the chip, then you can send us a voicemail and we can play it on the podcast and we can talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just another way that we can try and interact with you guys with the limited technology that we got.
Yeah, and we can bring it through, like it'll come through the audio and stuff like that.
That's right, so. Yeah, we'll literally play it on the podcast. So jump on there, it's talkhub.com.au. It's literally
When you're on your phone, it's literally, it follows your scroll sort of thing. So as soon as you get there, it'll just hover wherever you scroll, it'll sort of be there.
Yep.
Super easy, you just click on it. And
it doesn't matter whether it's phone, desktop computer, tablet, whatever. If it's got a microphone, you can do it, and you can do it from anywhere in the world. That was one thing that I was thinking with the phone, you know, like people overseas trying to call in, overseas calls and blah, 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 or whatever. So this is a solution that we've come up with. You go to the website, press a button. I think it's 3 minutes or something that you can record for, and
That's plenty long enough.
Yeah, I was going to say we can make it longer, but I think 3 minutes. You know, if you can't,
with the technology we got, that's all the best we can do for now, really.
Yeah.
Until we get the phone thing happening, maybe later if we invest in all that other stuff. Which,
that's right.
You know,
so get on there. You can do that. You can let us know if you found a marketplace moron. Get on there. Send us a message. All right. Moving on.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Running on the chip.
On the chip. This is a little venting session, I guess. What's happened to you, Kurt? Have you got anything, any grievances you'd like to vent that got you on the chip?
Not really. I feel like I've already had a mini vent on the throttle body, which...
I think you did, yeah. Yeah, that was probably not a bad one.
Yeah. Don't put my beloved throttle bodies on your LS motor, eh? Just don't do it.
Mate, I've got one that I've been bottling up since yesterday, yeah. And it's really been boiling my piss.
Yeah.
And, oh, it, you know, as we do, I'm going to cut a short story long. I had to, didn't have to, but I did a tip run yesterday. Just cleaning up around the joint. Obviously, Christmas is coming up. The kids are going to get a whole bunch of new toys. Some of the old broken stuff has to get gone. It's taking up space. So, gone down there and parked up, getting rid of all my stuff. Some bloke, about 15 meters down the way, has let off a fucking fire extinguisher. And I don't know if he did it on purpose or not, and I don't really care. I'm at the back of the ute and I'm throwing all this stuff out and I'm like, you know, I'm reasonably close to the car, but I'm too far away to do fuck all about it at this point. It's just, I'm downwind, the windows are down on the car and there's just this plume of white shit.
Oh, yes.
I'm just like, you know what I said.
Did you say, what the fuck are you doing? That's what I would have said.
I just went, oh, fuck me. You know? Oh. And that stuff's nasty, man.
Oh, yeah.
Who in their right mind is going to the tip with the pin pulled on an old fire extinguisher?
You know he pulled it there because he just couldn't help himself. Yeah, he's like, look, we're here now.
Look, yeah, let's just see if it's got any in it. Poof.
Yeah.
I think... What
was he an old fella? Because I was going to, you wouldn't expect
that. I didn't want to look him in the eye because I would have just been like, daggers. But I don't know if he's thrown it into the, like, because obviously they got like sea container like bins.
You can't. He could have pierced it, you know, like the.
That's what I'm thinking. So I don't think it pierced. I think what happened was he's thrown it in there and he's thrown something else and it's hit the plunger and the hose is just sticking up in the air. Either that. But even then, if the pin was in the fucking thing, that's what it's there for. To stop that shit from happening. So then you got this giant cloud poking up in the air and I'm looking at it just beeline from my open window.
I can't help but laugh. Eh? That's fucking hilarious.
And then you got old mate that works at the tip cruising along in the old telehandler and he's going, hey, fire extinguisher, just go over there, mate. And there's like a little cage that's probably 20 metres behind him where all the old fire extinguishers go. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's really helpful now.
Fuck, man. If I was there, I'd be on the floor laughing.
Oh, mate. I could see.
I'm just picturing like it laying upside down with the hose just doing like, you know, when.
Pretty much what
you know
it
when
was.
You have a sailor like Harvey Norman, you got those crazy fucking
wild, wacky,
flailing, wacky.
Those, too, man.
Just a black one of those, you go.
That's almost what it was like. And there was just like, there wasn't a hell of a lot of wind, but there was just enough breeze where it was just, the plume was holding a nice shape. And it was just like. Like a thought bubble, you know, like a cartoon thought bubble. And then it's just drifting in the breeze down to, I'm just going, oh, this is dramas. This is dramas.
Yeah. I didn't want to do a tip run and wash my fucking car.
Oh, yeah. So it's down the freaking car wash and you got to put a couple of dollars. Because that stuff's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
That dry chemical powder is no good for paint or anything.
Yeah.
So it's like high pressure soap, high pressure rinse, give it a quick sort of wipe down. And then it's like, all inside the car as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like wiping down the dash and get home, trying to vacuum out the air vents because you know that when you turn on the air con the next time, it's going to you're going to look like the old mate with a bloody flower on his face.
Yeah.
No good. No good. Anyway.
Fucking Muppets.
Tell you what, that got me buzzing on the chip. I was just, like I say, it's been boiling my piss. I was going to send you a message yesterday when it happened and I'm thinking, nope, we've got a podcast. I'm going to save it.
Yeah.
Because I got to get your reaction.
That's it, eh? And my reaction is just laughing at your dismay.
Oh, jeez Louise.
Yeah, how annoying.
It was.
I probably would have, no, I don't know. Depend what he looked like. What is that? And it depends what the situation was. Like, if he had just like let it go, I would have probably said something like, what are you doing, mate?
Yeah, come on. Use your
knowledge. But like you said, it probably wasn't. that.
Yeah, I don't think it was intentional or deliberate, but still, yeah. It's like, come on, like, just take
fair a little suck, bit more. Fair suck of the sav, mate.
Yeah, fair suck of the sav. You're dead right. But anyway, that was my little rant.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
I do feel a little bit better, though.
Yeah.
I think old mate feels a little bit better. Was it Paul?
Oh, I don't. I already said his name before. I don't know if we need to say it again.
Yeah. He, I think he feels better now, getting on our comments and saying his bit.
Yeah, Jeff's just doing his thing, just sharing some things around.
And apparently we don't know nothing. We don't deserve to own cars or be around them.
I can agree with some of that.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of owning a car or two, though, but...
But yeah, no, that was pretty funny. Hopefully he feels better now he's got that off his chest.
Yeah. I was waiting for a point. Like, I was waiting for him to hit a point, but it was nothing. It was
there was no point.
Yeah, it was just...
He just wanted to tell me that I knew nothing.
No, we.
Yeah, we. Sorry, as a collective. Yeah. Well, that's like anything now.
I'll be like, excuse me, sir. We know enough to be dangerous, actually. Thank you very much. Just enough to be dangerous.
Deadly.
Yeah.
We could seriously hurt ourselves and others with the little that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try and think of some more segments. So if you guys have got any ideas of segments that you'd like to see on the show, let us know. And like I say, you can get in.
Are we sharing any of the up and coming things that are happening, or are you just going to release that as we go?
Well, the thing is, while we're as useless as we are, I don't want to get people revved up for something that's not going to come for a while.
Oh yeah, we're not going to promise anything.
No. So, I mean, it's up to you. No. This is your show as well. You can tell.
Yeah, no, I just wasn't sure.
We do have a couple like of projects said, in the whims.
Yeah, we've got a few bits and pieces.
But then, because then you get people just hammering, you're like, oh, when's that going to happen? And it's just like, mate, we're getting
there. I kind of feel half bad bringing my car on the bloody channel because it's taken that long and it's sort of been a bit stagnant.
Yeah.
But we aren't the skid Broomy. Factory. Like, we're not like... just doing, we're not doing one this car and knocking it out. But we're not... That's not the style of channel we have either, where... Though maybe it did look like it there for a little while, but, you know, we're more of like a John Dock style where shit just like you jump to this and then jump to that, or that's at least where I think we need to get to.
I think that it makes more sense, especially in this sort of climate. And I think Scotty from Street Machine commented on this the other day. It's like people say, why are you finishing this and going to that when you're halfway through? Because, mate, you're probably waiting on parts or... In our case, sometimes it's the bloke that owns the car has got to save up some more cash or he's waiting on parts or whatever. So instead of waiting 3 months, I mean, shit, we just waited, what was it, 6 months for a fuel tank for one project?
Yeah.
So it's like instead of just sitting on our hands for 6 months, all right, we'll just move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And so we've got probably between your car, the ute sitting behind me, the VH will hopefully be back towards the end of at the end of the year or early next year. We've got two other major builds to do. So
both Holden V8s, mind you.
Both Holden V8s.
Both boosted.
Both
very cool in their own very different ways.
Very different ways. They are both exceptionally different. I mean, the style of build between the two is, you know, chalk and shit. They're both 6-speed manuals.
I was going to say, they're both 3-pedal cars, which is a bit of a rarity.
Both 6-speed manuals. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm definitely wanted to start having a bit of a look at the ute behind us as well, even if we just sort of get some plans in motion.
That's right, yeah. I think we mentioned on the last podcast that we're probably looking at turboing the VY ute. We do have a turbo, and we're kind of making a plan.
What turbo is it, Jeff?
It's a GT3584.
82.
Yeah. It's a cast wheel. Old GT35. Basically an XR6 turbo.
But not. It's a Garrett.
It's a proper Garrett.
It's the proper Garrett, but like with the proper rehousing and stuff on it. It's correct. Not a clapped out XR6 one, like what I have on my XR6.
Yeah.
which will be like heaps of turbo for what that is.
That's right, yeah. So we just got to work out how it is that we want to do it.
We really haven't looked at that car, really. We got it, you've cleaned it, and then we sort of just haven't done anything. So moving forward, I think it'd be cool if we could just touch on, you know, bits rather than trying to just get one whole prod. Like your VH, man, that's going to take ages to put together as well. You know, there's a lot of nuts and bolts, bits and pieces. But you can touch on that. We might be able to build something for that 1 week and then jump onto this. It'll probably keep things a bit fresher for us as well, because that's what I find. I get a bit stale and it's just hard work sometimes. Just to get motivated, you know, really.
Yeah.
But I've got some more fab stuff to do on mine, which I guess will be one of the next videos that I end up doing, because I didn't film a hell of a lot doing that dump pipe, which I promised we would, and then I didn't.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard, like if I don't have the camera gear or if I just want to nip in after work and just like do a quick like half an hour before dinner's done or something like that.
Yeah,
it's you add the camera stuff to that and it's like, you know what, I don't have time, like I'm not going to get anything done. So
we did get a couple of shots, and when we do the next episode on your car, we'll be able to touch on that.
Yeah, I think we'll turn that into like an intro, have that at the start where we explain it, and then we'll touch into the other fab stuff that we've got to do. And
but you won't have a full video of being a dump pipe being made.
Yeah, which I don't think people really care that much about that stuff anyway.
Been getting peppered lately that I don't do any welding or fab work.
You do all the stuff, really. Yeah, you don't do the welding and fab, but you do everything else.
But I think for the lols, I have welded before.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
I can stick two bits of metal together, but I certainly am not proficient. Yeah. I've never TIG welded before. I've MIG welded.
Oh, you've never TIG
welded? I've never TIG welded. So
I'll stock up on my tungstens then.
Yeah, good idea. I'm going to get real good at sharpening them. I think when we do the VY and we do the turbo kit for the lols, I'll probably be spearheading a lot of that. Obviously under the guidance of Mr. Miyagi over here.
Mm.
But, you know, I think...
Yeah, I don't know. It might be a cool reference just to see what it's like when you're actually learning, because I'm on a couple of like welding pages and stuff like that, and you'll get like people post up and they're just looking for a pat on the back or whatever, which is cool, which is fine.
Bit of encouragement.
Look, I feel like we're like that sometimes when we post up the same friggin' photo of our car that hasn't fucking changed in 6 months. Like, oh, show us your engine bay. Oh, yeah, all right. Like, oh, yeah, that's sick. Yeah, you get a little bit of a, oh, yeah, should really do some more. Bit of a pep up.
Yeah.
But anyway, you get on these welding pages and blokes like, I'm fucking 12 years old and I've been welding for 7 minutes so far, and he's just got this thing. And it, look, it's not Hollywood, but it's like decent. And it's like, yeah, okay, this something's not quite adding up here.
But then the elitists.
Oh, no, the elitists, everyone's, they're just looking for a bit of a bump up, you know. Yeah. So it'd be cool to actually see a real world, like someone that hasn't really done it at all, how you start out.
Yeah.
Because it's not hard. Like, it really isn't hard.
If anything,
but it's just time. Like, you just got to spend time. And I don't spend a lot of time doing this particular style of fab. Like, I've been in mining and now I'm doing, you know, contracting. I'm not TIG welding nice bits of pipe and stainless and alloy and stuff like that. That's not what I'm doing. That's not where the money is for me at this point.
Yeah.
Well, it is. I am doing a few cars, truth be told, but I'm not sitting down doing it every day.
No.
So I'm relying on the fact that I've been welding for like, you know, nearly 20 years that can sort of, you know, I've got that to fall back on.
Now you'll get me come in and it's just going to highlight how good yours really is.
No, not really. You're only as good as your last bloody job, apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's probably not too far from the truth.
It really isn't hard. We'll get you, because I think this would be sort of on a budget.
Absolutely.
In a way, so it'd be a lot of just sort of stainless tubing and steam pipe, which is all, you know, kind of cheap-ish to buy.
Well, not anymore.
No, the stainless has gone up a hell of a lot. I haven't bought steam pipe for a long time, but yeah, it'd be cool. I am sort of interested to see. I've got a different idea for the turbo. You're not going to be able to see it, but it's not going to be out the back, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to unbolt some stuff and you know, swing some pipes around, but
to try and make it semi-stealth. And the thought process is, if we can figure something out where the turbo is reasonably stealth, obviously, particularly on the East Coast where you can't have, you know, boosted cars and this and that, and whatever. If we can develop a manifold where you can kind of fly under the radar, maybe that's something that we can jig and we can put that on the website. And if you like what we do with this, you can buy that, and you can, whether it's a sedan, ute or wagon, it'll fit. That's kind of where our thought is at the moment. And we also want to do the same thing for the 5-litre turbo kits as well. We've actually been talking...
I've wanted to do that for years and I've just haven't.
Yeah. But there's a rolling shell not far from us. There's got a K-frame in it and we've got like a spare block and whatever. And we thought, hey, let's just get that and then we can fab together a kit.
It'd be cool to do like a basic kit.
Yeah, just a manifold kit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something that'll because a lot of people look for them. Not everyone can be bothered trying to weld something together, and I don't blame them, man. It can be time consuming.
Absolutely.
And plus all the gear and stuff you need, I guess. But I figured a nice sort of cheap basic turbo manifold would probably get a lot of people started. I don't know. Maybe I'm off. I don't know. But
we'll suck it and see.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll make a manifold. You want to make one for my ute, you've been hammering me for ages.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of want to do. Yeah, if we do that, then there's really going to be no choice but to put it on your car because we need to
run it.
Yeah. So even if you just leave the T5, everything how it is, we just do a nice basic one, and that'll be a good little upgrade for the girl.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's keen. You can tell by
Well, I've got my eyes on the prize, you know. Like, once the VH is done, I really want to just pull the engine and box out of that thing and, like, probably sell it. Wiring harness, ECU, the whole lot. Just down the road and start again, fresh.
Well, you can do that this time and then you can build. That's a good beauty of doing it this way, because what I was thinking was I wanted to try and make it sort of a modular system where you've got your base manifolds and then... from that point, you can unbolt the crossover and put another thing if you ever wanted to go twins, or if you wanted to unbolt the T4 flange and put a V-band one on, like sort of have it a modular style where you don't have to buy everything from scratch again, sort of thing. Like, that was an idea that I haven't really seen anyone do.
Yeah.
And if I was going to do it, that's how I would try and do it. But obviously, there needs to be a bit of a market there for it, because there's a lot of time to invest. So for now, it'll just start off basic with what you would want, you know, which is just a nice little... single turbo, T4 flange, jigger, you know. And just, I guess, not everyone's going to want to put a Garrett on there, so I've sort of succumbed to the idea of, I'll probably have
Pulsar
to do something with the Pulsar style turbo or something along those lines, you know, something, maybe even a Borgie or whatever, but, you know, something affordable.
Yeah.
That gets you going, because nothing worse than starting a project. You see it all the time. You see it on the marketplace every day.
Yeah.
Like, you start, you've got all these sick parts, but then you're just like, you know what, I've had enough of this. Yeah. Sell it all. So get started, and you can always build upon it, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we've got to work on with you, because you just want to go balls to the wall from the get-go.
Always. And
the VH is a long way off, let alone that on the ute, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think it'd be cool though. Twin turbo, 3.5.
Oh, it would be cool. And that's something I might even put twins on mine eventually.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So, and it's... it's all just cutting and welding, mate. You never know. Once we get you learned up on the TIG, mate, you'll just, the world will be your oyster.
Oh, absolutely. So coming soon to the merch store in 2029, you might have some gear that you can buy. And something that we wouldn't mind doing, because you have done some wicked custom parts, you know, for different platforms over the time. And it's like, if we were smart men and if we were good at marketing.
Yeah, well, now that I'm like working for myself, it's sort of more of a... reality, you know what I mean? Whereas before I was, you know, working for the man and then just doing this on the side, whereas, you know, if I can make time, I can sort of do it, you know?
Yeah, do some
things that I think are cool and just see how they go. Because I see a lot of other parts getting made and some are really cool and some are like, oh, I reckon you could do it better if it looked like this or like that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So that's something that we're going to be looking into. Speaking of, if you want to go get some merch, talkhub.com.au. That's where you can go get yourself a hat, a hoodie, a shirt, socks. I'm wearing my socks now.
Look at you go. Yeah.
But you want to sign us out?
All right. That's it for this one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. 10,000 subs. Thanks again. It's really awesome. We'll see where we go from here. And we'll see you on the next one.